Matthew 28:19-20, we find these words, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age." Where I grew up, the Red Cross offered swimming lessons every summer at the parks and recreation pool. I went to beginner swimming 3 consecutive summers before I got a beginner's certificate. Dad said, "Son, if you're 16 and have to drive yourself down to those lessons with those little children in the class, you will keep going until you get a certificate." I think they gave me the certificate so I wouldn't be the only student in the class with a beard. In middle school, we had to take first aid classes. We were taught to make bandages from torn bed sheets. We were instructed on how to make a tourniquet. One lesson we had drilled in us over and over was how to save a person who is drowning. First, if you're in arm's length, reach out and pull them onto the shore with you. If they are further out and a kayak or boat is nearby, row or paddle out to them. If that's not available, if you have a rope, throw the lifeline to them. Let them grab it and pull them to the shore. If you do not have these resources, then you have to go. You must swim out to rescue them. Why go through all those steps? We were taught that the most risky rescue was to swim out to them because the victim may panic and pull you under as well. You and I as Christians know some people who are drowning in life. Spiritually, they are not saved. The Lord is calling us to reach out to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the Word of God and the plan of salvation contained in it. You're afraid to go to them because you think you're not trained. They may say no to Jesus, and they may reject you. I remember in the 5th grade, our family was traveling, and we stopped at a motel. My brother, sister, and I begged Mom and Dad to let us get in the pool. Mom and Dad went with us. They strapped me up in my big orange life jacket. After we got in the pool, Mom and Dad and the other adults started a conversation. A child not far from me was drowning. I yelled for help and nobody responded. I dog paddled with my life jacket to the child and got him out of the pool. Was I untrained? Yes. Was I scared? Yes. But I had to do something. Reach, row, throw, tow. Then you have to go. It'll be the difference in heaven and hell for that person with whom you share.